Hey, I know you can see me. Can you please, can you let me in? Please. I promise you, I'm not here to cause trouble or anything. Just please, can I come in? Because I asked nicely. You do. I mean, you've seen me around. You know me. I mean, we're practically neighbors, almost, kind of. I mean, we live in the same area. You've said hello to me before? I mean, that has to count for something, right? I need help with the something. No, it's not something like that. It's could you let me in first? It's kind of embarrassing. I promise I will explain everything. I promise. Yes, really. Really. Now, could you please open the window? It's really hard to balance on the railing like this, and people are starting to stare. I think they're gonna call the cops pretty soon. Was close. Thank you. My legs were getting really tired. I was worried I'd have to jump down and climb all the way back up here again. That would have been super annoying. So, you're probably wondering why I was knocking on your window, practically begging you to come inside. And like I said, it's a little embarrassing, but I am. I need you to pet me. No, wait. Okay, no, that came out wrong. That sounds really bad. It's not like that. That, no. Well, okay. It kind of technically, yes, is like that, but I mean, sounds so weird. Sounds so weird, doesn't it? I'm sorry. I did not exactly think this through. I just needed to see you, to talk to you, and yeah, you're right. Calm down. Okay. Okay, all right. So the reason I came here is because you know I'm a cat girl, right? I mean, duh, right? I mean, the ears, the tail, like, what could it possibly have given me away, right? But because of that, because of me being a cat girl, I really like getting pets. I said I like it when people pet me. It's actually really important for my health, really. You know how hugs are really good for your health, right? And whenever someone pets me, it's the same thing. I need people to pet my head and scratch my ears. It's good for me. I mean, like in a healthy way. I need it for health reasons. Does that make sense? I can see you smiling over there. You know this is embarrassing enough as it is. So could you at least try to not laugh at me? Good. Now I can keep talking, or are you going to start giggling at me again? Thank you. So, like I was saying, I need to be pet to maintain my health. And I don't really have anyone to go to for something like that. I actually haven't for a while now. And it's starting to get to me. I need that. I can't stop thinking of how good it would feel to have someone who will pet my head and scratch my ears. And I was thinking, and I was actually hoping that you would be that person for me. I know that's pretty out of the blue, right? I mean, we don't really, truly know each other. Sure, you've seen me around a few times, and I've seen you around, and I want it to be you. Well, what I mean is, I've seen you around and you seem, honestly, really nice. You always stop to smile at the little animals that you see. And you help people. I mean, I've seen you carry groceries and such. And you brought those cookies with Mrs. Reese when she was babysitting her grandkids. That's it. Kind of doesn't help that you're really cute. I mean, don't get me wrong. You can say no. You don't have to if you don't want to. Obviously, I just don't know, I just took it. Really? Yeah, of course I think so. I mean, who wouldn't you? You are really cute. You're teasing. Stop. Don't tease me. I told you the truth, right? I'm already embarrassed enough as it is, and can you stop teasing me for a minute and just tell me if you're going to help me or not? If you're gonna keep laughing at me like that, I'm just gonna leave, honestly. I don't even know why I thought this was a good idea. I shouldn't have even asked. What are you doing? Let go of my sleeve. If you're gonna keep make fun of me, I'm not gonna stay here and let you. Fine, what do you want to tell me? Right. You were not making fun of me. Somehow I doubt that. Okay, then why were you laughing if it wasn't funny? Cute. Like, really? Because I would just think I sounded a little bit more weird and creepy than cute. But, I mean, if you're going to insist, you know, I guess you could call me that. Yeah. It's just, it's kind of hard to not feel flustered when someone as cute as you is calling me cute too. I can't really help it. Well, you're doing a great job of it. I don't think I've been this embarrassed since the time I tripped over my tail and tore my best friend's new curtains, which was... Wait, does this mean that you will actually pet me? Really? Like, for real? You don't have to if you don't want to, of course. Okay. I mean, if you're certain, yeah. Okay. How should we do this? I mean, what would be best for you? Couch works, sure. Do you want to sit in front of me, or yeah. Okay, so what should I do now? What do you mean, like, lean forward? Oh, lean into your hand. I can do that. That is nice. It does. Your hand is really comfortable to rest on. Are you going to pet me? You kind of just staring at me. You really have to keep calling me cute. I know you like teasing me, but seriously. all right. I don't think that is the truth. I just think you like how my ears twitch whenever I'm embarrassed. See, I knew it. I knew it. You admitted it. You just like to make fun of me. That's so rude. Come on. You cannot just do that. No, you said you pet me and you can't stop now. You can call me that. You can call me cute, whatever. But only for as long as you're going to keep petting me. Got it? Good. Now can you finally stop petting me? Mm-hmm. Thank you. That's exactly what I need. Fingers are so gentle. Feels so good when you scratch my ears. I like that. It kind of tickles, but in a comfy way. Do you? Sorry. That just It just felt really good. It does. I didn't even realize how bad I needed this until you started petting me. I knew I needed to be pet. I didn't realize just how much. I guess so. You're practically an expert at it, too. Melting over here. How could your hands feel? Especially when you scratch right there. I'll keep going. It's incredible. At this point, I don't care. I don't even care that you keep calling me cute. Feels too perfect for me to care anymore. You can laugh all you want. As long as you keep petting me. Were you expecting someone?
Wait. Are you... Is it a date?
Oh. Got you.
Movie night with friends, that's always fun. I guess I should leave then, right? Oh, well, that's really nice. I appreciate it, but I'd hate to intrude, you know? And I'm not so sure how your friends would react to having a new girl friend, what I was trying to beg you to pet her all night. Exactly, yeah, I think that would kind of give them the wrong idea or something. But, if it's okay with you, I'd really like to do this again sometime. I mean, if you want to, that is. Yeah? Really? That's great. Can I come by tomorrow? Perfect. That's fantastic. I'll see you tomorrow. Oh no, don't worry about it. I can sneak out at the window. I don't want your friends to get suspicious or anything. No, I'm used to that. Don't worry. I actually have a lot of fun climbing down buildings like this, and it's pretty easy to me. Right, I'll see you tomorrow. Thank you. Thank you so much for this. I really can't tell you how much I appreciate it, and also, thank you for calling me cute. I know I already told you that you were cute, but by the way you were smiling when you were petting me was really, it was adorable. I really like your smile. Well, that's all I wanted to say, I guess. I'll see you tomorrow.